You're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM, Cotton, Eureka, Arcata, and Sunny Blue Lake. Streaming on the web at khum.com. Now, adaptations going on from now tonight, whenever this is airing, because we're doing this the night before, all the way through Sunday at 8 p.m. every single day. It's Pay What You Can. So adaptations, basically, you all take a poem, short story, song, or something like that, and you adapt it into a stage play. And there are two different ones. Who wants to go first?
I suppose we will.
Natasha, why don't you tell me a little bit about it?
Oh, it is a piece called Ziltoid, based on a concept album by Devin Townsend, who's a heavy metal artist. He's incredible. And he wrote this album called Ziltoid the Omniscient. And it is a wild, wild ride. And so we took that story and we adapted it for the stage.
Yeah, it was a really cool process because we started with this album that painted this really beautiful, like, aesthetic world for us to play with. But we had to take the sort of bare bones of a storyline that was in that and flesh it out into something that we found joy in playing with and finding characters that we like to embody. But it was a fun experience because the entire album is very tongue-in-cheek in its style of humor. It sort of pokes fun at, America's consumption with, or obsession with consuming coffee. And and Ziltoid, the character, is best described as a weird alien nerd. Right?
Super nerd. Super nerd who just loves playing guitar and thinks he's the best at everything. And he's got a really petty like counter mask or like the underside of him. But he's really funny and he's really large and he really likes to take the space and it's really great.
Now, that other voice you heard right there was Eric. Eric and Natasha both are in this, as well as how many other people are in your group?
Two.
Yes, two more people. Yeah, we have Chase and Matilda. Chase Perkins from Massachusetts and Matilda from Finland.
Sweet. And everybody doing adaptations is all second year students.
Yes.
Awesome. And all of you brought a story to the table to pick for this. How did you all decide on this one?
Well, it was sort of a process of elimination, where initially we each read a short story, or in some cases played an album, and then what we did after that process is we wrote reflections, asked questions of each other, and then once we had done that, we sat around and we actually started to make a list of the ones that caught our attention, ones that really compelled us to want to create something. And several days of processes of elimination, where some more popular ones stayed in the game, and others that might not have garnered as much attention were let go easily, because I think we were all very excited by all of the proposals. But after a couple days, we then found these two pieces. We found Ziltoid the Omniscient, which I'll let Natasha talk about it because it was her proposal.
Oh yes, I had this idea that I really wanted, and I do in the future really want to take, because there's a ridiculous amount of heavy metal concept albums that exist, and like a huge variety, and I had this idea. I was like, we could maybe do this, and I was like, is that too silly, but I looked back on a bunch of other ones which were super super dark, and I was like, I don't know about these, but that story has caught my attention in the past. I've been listening to that album for years, and I really wanted to adapt it. And there's a part two, which we aren't doing, but I hope in the future to also get the opportunity to explore. Yes.
I like that word, explorience.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. Now, people are going to like this even if they don't like heavy metal, right?
I think so.
Absolutely, yeah. I think. Because the heavy metal sort of influenced some of the aesthetic, and I would describe it more as sort of a heavy metal meets sci-fi. So there's some heavy metal influence in the music that we chose, and in sort of the feeling of the thing. But I think anybody can appreciate sort of the message of what we've created and the sort of zany antics that we get into on stage.
Yeah,
awesome. The other story is Lily and Rose, and right now I have Faye and Gaia here, all but also from the second year program, and you all work with two other students in your group too.
That's right,
Faye?
Yeah, we work with Gabby Haught and Jacob Temmins. And actually, Gabby was the one who proposed this during our adaptations.
Can you tell me a little bit about the story?
Yeah, absolutely. So Lily and Rose was found by Gabby in a compilation of feminist fairy tales. And it was written by Barbara Walker. And it's essentially a story that takes place in a faraway kingdom where a princess and a woodsman's daughter meet and have an adventure together and try to face a terrible ogre who is oppressing their kingdom, as well as Lily, the woodsman's daughter, having to face the oppression of her father and some men in her community and the past that she comes from.
What was it like for you working on this, Gaia?
What I really love about this story is the story about liberation and about fight. So both Lily and Rose are two fighters. Yeah, we decided to do this story together in the first 10 days of January. So it was this big... There was a lot of life in what was going on in politics, like there is right now. There was like this big desire to do something. And this piece for me felt like an outlet to do something artistically. And so what I love and I have loved about this piece that is that throughout this journey of 6 weeks, no matter what happened in politics, on the outside world, this piece would always bring us up and give us like the strength to go forth and give us the knowing that we are doing something and in the way that we can. And it's a piece that goes from darkness to light too. So we play both with the darkness and then it goes out to her liberation and the destruction of the ogre and the destruction of the evilness. And so there is also a lot of humor in it. Like it has a nice journey from that allows humor to be a part of the piece.
Was it really difficult to bring this story into a theatrical piece?
I think that the story itself lent itself really well to find its way onto the stage. However, because it's a fairy tale, some of the technical elements were probably the most challenging for us. For instance, finding a way to create, a large ogre on stage. So we took some creative license on that, and we're looking forward to see how audiences will respond to that, as well as... there's also a magical horse in it who speaks. It's actually played by Gaia, mm-hmm. and even plays the mandolin. So there was a lot of play and kind of the imaginative world, and also how we took on, creating the environment that they mm-hmm. exist in. It's very interesting paired, especially next to Ziltoid for the evening, because you get to travel to these. Two completely different mm. worlds, one in outer space and one, right out of a storybook.
Mm. That sounds wonderful. I'm definitely excited to see both of these. They both seem like they're going to be quite amazing. So once again, Adaptations happens here at the Carlo Theater in Blue Lake, and it's going on from tonight through Sunday at 8 p.m. It's just pay what you can. So come on out, and if you want more details on this, they're all on over at khum.com. We're going to go ahead and take a short break, and we'll be back in the music.